This is Alex Cooper speaking. On the radio, sometimes I'm known as Alex Pick Up a Couple of Bucks Cooper. Now, that's a thing that just happened. One night I said I was an honest disc jockey sitting up all night just trying to pick up a couple of bucks. Before I knew it, it became faster and faster until now it's Pick Up a Couple of Bucks. We have a cash register to go with it, and that's my signature, my identifying gimmick, you might call it. Audition for Coronet Cigarettes, a little show that we, my partner, whom I will introduce in just a moment, a little show that we believe might do the trick. We believe we can sell Coronet Cigarettes. Because cigarettes lend themselves to a program such as we have designed, which is primarily an ad-lib program, a low-budget show that can be put on very easily with a minimum of effort, and I believe with a maximum of sock. The disc jockey has become a very important and a very popular thing nowadays. Records are very important in the home as well as on the radio. But disc jockeys are disc jockeys, and they're very much the same. So we have tried to be just a little more than a disc jockey. We believe by introducing various characters and setting our scene as the tobacco stand, the Coronet tobacco stand, and sell Coronet cigarettes from our stand, doing the show right from the stand as well, we meet our various characters, such as Lord Bodkins, who is the typical club member, the coupon clipper, Edwin E. Edwin, the typical cab driver, and, of course, little Susie, the neighborhood girl of about 4 years old, and Senator Clatchhammer, the typical politician who comes in to rant and rave and get the votes. We believe it's more than just a disc jockey show. It's a disc jockey show with personality. Our medium of music will be recordings, the very finest. By that, I mean that we're not going into any of the progressive jazz. We're going to stick very much to the commercial music, the music the public likes, the music the public wants to hear, and the records that they are buying. Music that is listenable, bright, danceable, but never raucous, never noisy. We also don't intend to go into the hillbilly field either, but it will be a potpourri of top vocalists and top orchestras. In Southern California, and in fact in Northern California and on up the northern part of the coast, I have become very much a disc jockey for the college set. I believe this will be an asset to Coronet Cigarettes, for those in the universities are definite smokers. And as my name has gotten around to the colleges very thoroughly, I feel I can help in selling Coronet cigarettes. The plan of our program, as far as daily format is concerned, is to open on Monday nights with old favorites. Everyone likes to reminisce, for those records bring back memories. And Monday night is the International Musicians' Night Off. Musicians smoke. Why shouldn't they smoke our cigarette, Coronet? And so they are the ones who really appreciate the older records, the old Glenn Millers and the Artie Shaws, the old Tommy Dorsey records and the Benny Goodmans. We'll play those on Monday night, and then on Tuesday, it'll just be a potpourri of good popular records. Wednesday, we'll select the five best new releases of the week, records that Tom and I consider to be the five best. Thursday, again, will be potpourri night, a little of everything, but always listenable. And on Friday, on Friday, we plan to salute a university on the Pacific Coast. We can contact these universities and get their five favorite songs, five favorite records. We'll salute the university, give a dissertation as to some of the features of this school, and play their five favorite records. That should round out a week of music as well as a bit of humor and comedy. Now, Tom, I've talked a bit here about myself. Perhaps I can come back with a few other details in a moment. I'd like the people to meet Tom Brennan, my partner.
Thank you, Alex, and I feel that before I get into any dissertation about my past experience, I should point out one thing that I think perhaps you overlooked. Our guest stars on the program, of course, each disc jockey show does have a certain amount of guest stars, artists that come up to plug their songs, and we feel that with our setup of the tobacco stand here, that it gives it a double value there. The guest star drops in to purchase Coronet cigarettes and discovers us at work there, and so the interview and the commercial is blended, as it were. Now, as far as working together with Alex Cooper, well, I should perhaps tell you about my previous experience before that. During the war, I was the Navy newscaster, the voice of the Navy, KGU, Honolulu. And when I got back to the States and resumed my radio career, well, I became identified with Western music. And I want to stress one fact. That was Western, not hillbilly. I felt that at each station, they were booming some boy to be a disc jockey, and they were all falling alarming enough into one pattern, the smooth voice that gave you not much information and projected very little. And I felt that the Western field was being overlooked, that a fellow could get in there, do a good job, and attract a fair audience, and I had a pretty good amount of luck doing just that. I had my own night show on a local station here, KFVD, ran a year and a half. KXLA made me an attractive offer to come over as a Western disc jockey, and due to curtailment of time, I dropped that. However, I do feel that I have a large following. I'm known regionally as T. Tennessee Tom Tom, and I don't think to this day that many of my fans could tell you my last name. And indeed, I meet them at functions here and there and at benefits, and they don't know until I identify myself, or if I do, who I am by hearing Tom Brennan. Now, about a year ago, I started working with Alex Cooper, and he, of course, has been primarily a nighttime disc jockey. And we've gone along together until now. Today, we more or less can work with little or no notes, seem to have a sense of what each other is going to say. We complement each other, I feel. And up to the present time, this being a Sunday morning here for this audition, well, we've been having a nighttime quiz show. We feel that during the war, a great play was made toward the swing shifters. As well it should be. There were swing shift dances, bowling games, what have you. And yet that dropped off quite a bit after the war, and still there are many people working swing shift, and we've proved that to our own satisfaction. We're out at KXLA in Pasadena in the Huntington Hotel, a fairly hard spot to get to, and yet last night at our quiz that went on at midnight for 1 hour until 1 o'clock, and we must confess, being an independent, we don't have too many expensive prizes to give away. We attracted 85 people. I think that is very good. It's indicative of the fact that the nighttime audience is there and they want to be catered to. They're overlooked on the dramas, the quizzes, and everything else. So, as I say, we've worked pretty well together. I feel that in his opening address, Alex stated his case very well, or our case, I should say. And I do feel that this show does have possibilities, perhaps at a later date after we fall into the routine, get our cigar stand, or I mustn't say that, our tobacco stand set up, that it might even have possibilities of being simulcast for a video. I have done two television shows now, one of my own and one is a featured spot on KECA. And, well, I think that about covers it. Alex, do you have anything now that you might add?
Well, I believe we've covered the story pretty well. I just wanted to add that I've been on the air on my own show for 4 years. I'm 29 years old and married. Tom is 31 and married. And anything else that anyone would like to know about us, we're more than happy to let them know.
Our wives let us slip off the leg irons and come in to do the show each night, and we're very punctual. No tardy notes need be written.
Good primarily, primarily, Tom and I both believe that we can sell cigarettes. That, I know, is the reason for a broadcast for a sponsor is to sell. And I believe we can work our commercials in where the commercial and the program will be, sort of become synonymous. They will never be offensive commercials, but they'll always be there. And that name of Coronet, well, it'll be right at the top of the list, and we'll always be saying that Coronet is a fine cigarette.